Welcome back, guys. We are going to be doing another movie today, and today we are going to be doing something I'm actually very shocked I'm even going to be reviewing. And today we're going to be reviewing what you see on your screens, Woody Woodpecker Goes to Camp. So right now you guys can watch this on Netflix. This was a interesting movie. I did not see myself watching this film, and the main reason is because I was not a big Woody Woodpecker fan. Woody Woodpecker, again, is a very old cartoon for a lot of people, including myself. It was something I never really got into. And I saw the trailer and I was like, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. And the way that they kind of portray this movie is a mix between, I would say, Roger Rabbit meets Sonic meets Space Jam in a way for the animation, mixing with the humans, you know, the cartoon humans. So pretty much everything, when a human sees a quote-unquote cartoon character, they're not shocked. So the entirety of this movie is based around Woody, who is pretty much kicked out of his local woods because he is being a troublemaker like normal. You know, he doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to, you know, help nobody. So he gets kicked out by his local wildlife officer. He goes to this camp and he gets part of the, between the Woohoo and the Oorah, between two rivaling camps. He goes with, Woohoo, and he becomes friends with a girl named Maggie, who's kind of an outsider. Her friends, you know, her local camp members are outsiders, who's also ran by her mom, Angie, and her cousin, Zane, who is the other camp leader. So they have these games that's coming up, and Woody's like, okay, well, if I get a team maker badge, then I should be able to return home. So he tries to do all these things to be able to stay in this community, even though he's already causing trouble. So unfortunately, things get so bad to where he has no choice but to help this group of misfits come together and win this, camp games. And while this is going on, we also have to worry about another character who's by the name of Buzzard, who is causing issues in the, because he apparently just broke out of prison, and he's working with another prisoner that where he is looking for gold. So he's always messing up, and he's working for the rival camp and tries to disrupt Woody and the other campers. Now again, there are a lot of funny moments in here. I would say this is for all ages, regardless of your age. If you have kids, you can watch it with your kids. If you're, you know, an adult or in your teens or early, you know, pre-adult, whatever you want to call yourself, definitely give this movie a try, man. It's not that bad of a film. I was actually laughing through the majority of this film. I thought I was not. I thought it was going to be boring. It was not that bad of a film. I enjoyed myself. There was a lot of good. I would say the acting was par normal in here. It was nothing cringy. It was nothing to where, oh God, when's this movie going to be over? I enjoyed myself. I really did. I can't say, oh, I did not enjoy myself when I did. The animation, I did enjoy the animation. Surprisingly, for a Netflix product, it was not that bad. If you guys are fans of Woody Woodpecker, give this movie a try. If you guys are cartoon fans, give this movie a try. If you're fans of, like I said, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Space Jam, Sonic, definitely give this movie a try. See if it's any good, or if you want to rate it, or if you're like, hey, you know, let them give it a try. You don't have to take my word for it. 1 out of 10, I want to say I give this movie probably an 8, and that's being very generous because, again, there were some things I didn't care for. Some of the quote-unquote human characters, they were kind of boring. I just didn't really care. It really went into, you know, being, whether it is, you know, you're an outsider or whether you're a geek, quote-unquote, or you're this and that, you always have a place somewhere, somehow. And that's pretty much what this movie's for. Because even then, Woody, you know, he is a outsider within himself because, again, of all things and all the chaos he disrupts. But again, he really does kind of come back home in a way and goes to become a team member and actually gains friends. But that's the best way I know how to describe this movie. If you guys haven't seen it, definitely give it a try. It's only about an hour and almost like more than an hour and a half long. Give it a try and let me know what you guys think. If you guys have already seen it, let me know what you think either way. If you guys are new to the channel, also about subscribing, leave a big fat like on the video if you guys enjoyed. And I'll be seeing you guys on the next one.